Jack White, what can't you do? He's in this new what's it called? Walk Hard? The Dewey, what story, Jacob?
Walk Hard.
Walk Hard. Dewey Cox story. He plays Elvis. Jack White, you are my hero. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
So many places you can find us. And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, movies and rejected cartoons. But first, let's go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 911.
That's the sound of someone calling 911 from the Westroads Mall in Omaha as 19-year-old Robert Hawkins opened fire with an AK-47 on Wednesday. Police in Nebraska are releasing the 911 calls as the search for answers continues. Here's another.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm at Von Bauer, and I think there's shots being fired all over the place.
Yeah, we're on our way out there. Anybody been hit?
I haven't seen anything. I'm hiding in a clothes rack. I mean, there's been like 50 gunshots.
I know. I was on the line with one.
Hawkins killed 8 people before turning the gun on himself. He reportedly had spent 4 years in a series of treatment centers and foster homes for troubled youth and was committed to state care after threatening to kill his stepmother. The Senate Intelligence Committee says it will take a hard look after learning the CIA destroyed videotapes of enhanced interrogations with top terrorism suspects. Those tapes may have included footage of al-Qaeda operative Abu Zubaydah being waterboarded in 2002. CIA Director Michael Hayden says the tapes posed a security risk because they made it possible to identify CIA employees involved in the questioning. New York Times reporter Mark Mazzetti says the CIA announced it had tossed the tapes only once the agency knew the Times was about to publish a story on it.
There's people in Congress who certainly feel that they were not fully briefed. Members of the Intelligence Oversight Committee said that they were not fully informed about the destruction of the tapes. There's also some federal prosecutors as well as some members of the September 11th Commission who I think are going to have some questions to the CIA about exactly why they were told that the tapes didn't exist.
CIA Director Hayden says the agency destroyed the tapes in late 2005 because there was no good reason to keep them. Scientists say they may have found a way out of the dilemma over embryonic stem cells. That's because they've managed to make adult stem cells do the same work, namely morphing from one form into another to treat disease. They've taken microbits from the tails of mature mice with sickle cell anemia and turned those bits into cells that make healthy blood. Commanders on the ground in Iraq say female suicide bombers remain rare, but one did serious damage in an attack northeast of Baghdad today. Police say a woman wearing a vest packed with explosives blew herself up, killing 16 people and injuring 27. And get ready for 100 new really large screen theaters. IMAX and AMC Entertainment say the world wants more movies in 3D, and they're going to give the people what they're asking for. IMAX and AMC plan to double the number of IMAX screens in the U.S. Maybe making Ben Affleck more giant will help reverse a long slump in ticket sales. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
That or not. I don't know if I'd like to see a big Ben Affleck.
That was the problem with Gigli.
He wasn't big enough?
He wasn't big enough.
More bigger Ben.
And also the movie sucked.
Yeah. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Rachel.